From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available voice-activated navigation. More at acura.com/RDX.
The other day I was out on my brisk midday walk, a cherished perk of working from a home office. As I chugged into the nearby village in my shorts, t-shirt, and baseball cap, sweat pouring down my brow, I glanced up to see a woman at the gas station clad in corduroys, a thermal shirt, and a parka. When two people dressed for entirely different hemispheres pass on the street, it can mean only one thing. Autumn has arrived in the East Bay. The days between September and November are so confounding for Bay Area residents. Where I live in the Oakland Hills, mornings don't dawn so much as they drip, gray skies and coastal precipitation literally hanging in the air. Sweaters and long pants are the order of the morning, and thank God for whomever invented fleece. Sometime after lunch, the sun pops out, and by 2, I'm worried that the flowers in my window box are frying and trying to remember if I put sunscreen on the kids before I dress them head to toe in woolens and sent them off to school. That tiny window of heat slams shut again as soon as the sun disappears behind the Golden Gate Bridge, and we're back to dreaming of flannel sheets. I grew up in New York State near Lake Ontario, and the seasons were quite easy to master. We had a late but beautiful spring, a muggy summer, a perfect autumn, and then lake effect snow for the other 8 months. Here, with the exception of the snow, we can experience all three of those seasons within 24 hours. We've all heard the old saw about the summer tourists being easy to recognize in San Francisco because they are the only ones wearing shorts and a fleece sweatshirt that they've purchased, shivering, near the sea lions at Pier 39. But that same outfit is actually perfect for fall in the Bay Area. The only improvement might be a pair of those zip-bottom pants favored by boys under the age of 10. I am filled with envy whenever I see them confidently zip on or off the lower leg, ready for a 20-degree temperature swing in either direction. Until they start selling those zip leg pants in the women's section, I'll just emulate the autumn leaves on the trees and keep on changing. With a perspective, this is Nancy Davis Coe.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.